just give me a thumbs up. And we're back. A final, we're running just a little over, but heck, what the heck, you know, it's only NPR. But we're at Sundance, and we're talking to filmmakers, so that's more important. I'm Rick Bruff with Stacy Domalski, and to wrap up, we're talking with the filmmakers behind the movie Equity. We have Mira Manan, the director and screenwriter Amy Fotz. Hello, Mira and Amy.
Hello.
Okay. Hi.
So tell us about Equity, which is this another entry in the Wall Street movie genre, but this one with kind of from the female point of view. Tell us about this.
Exactly. I mean, Amy wrote the amazing script and is kind of the keeper of the story. Do you want to describe
it? Sure, I'll jump in. The idea was that Wall Street movies, they always have a draw for audiences. People are always fascinated by what's going on behind those closed doors. But we've really never seen those stories with the women at the center. And the movies are always full of kind of the same faces. And there are these really incredible women who've been working on Wall Street for a very long time. And for whatever reason, their stories have not come into the media. So we and our producers, really, who came up with the concept for the film, Sarah Megan Thomas and Alicia Reiner, they really believed it was time for us to see that side of the story.
And tell us a little bit of the plot, or as much of the plot as you want to give away. I notice that this is kind of one of the things with Wall Street movies. The plot is when a controversial IPO threatens the fragile balance of power. And a lot of us in the audience are saying, what's an IPO?
Yeah. Right. So, yeah. I mean, I thought this was a really interesting angle that Amy and Sarah and Alicia had kind of developed in the script. Was not only is it a Wall Street movie that's written from a female perspective, but it's also exploring the world of investment banking and specifically how investment bankers relate to the world of tech IPOs, initial public offerings. And I think the kind of the somewhat botched public offering of eventual rallying, but initial botched public offering of Facebook was one of those kind of sources of inspiration for them in terms of the potential high stakes drama that surrounds something that has so much attention and has so much anticipation surrounding it, and the kind of expectations and stakes that go into telling a story about that.
And I'll just jump in. So, you know, one of the main things that an investment banker does is take a company public. And what that means is that a company is begun with private money and is not listed on the stock exchange. And the banker, they bring the company public through this process called an IPO, which enables the everyday investor, as well as, you know, the rest of the investing world, to start putting money into the company, at which point the company has shareholders and goes public. Okay. So that's what... And as Mira said, there have been Alibaba, the IPO for Alibaba this year was, I think, the biggest one in history. And then there have been these ones like Facebook that was so highly anticipated and then didn't go so well. And so it's always this very dramatic day to see how that's going to happen.
Now, do you have, Amy, do you have a banking background?
I do not. And
seems like it.
Though, yeah,
right?
It does. I'm very impressed.
I do now. Yeah. I did a lot of research. I was very, to be honest, I was very excited and intrigued by the project, but I was intimidated. My brother works in finance, so I did go to him, and I went to a bunch of friends, and I started interviewing and reading, and I didn't actually write anything for the first month because I just really needed to immerse myself in the world.
It's kind of like the person who goes through a divorce and they go, I could be a divorce attorney now. So you do. You just have to live and breathe it for a while when you're writing about it and researching it, and then and then all of a sudden, those acronyms and buzzwords on the nightly news, you go, oh, I know what that means.
Yes, which is fun because I never used to pay attention, and now I read the business section.
Yeah, you're probably a wise investor now too.
It hasn't quite translated.
You got to have money to do that. We were talking about that off the air, but yeah, I know what you mean.
That was one of the things that really kind of blew me away about the script when Sarah and Alicia and Amy came to me with it, which was it just really does have this kernel of authenticity and a kind of integrity to a world that I didn't know that well prior to making this movie, but like even just reading the script felt like I got a really kind of authentic glimpse into, and that's totally to the credit of this kind of research and the work that was done on Amy's part.
As a screenwriter and a director, how do you carry that balance of the technical inside jargon of Wall Street, but you also want to point out the drama of the characters on the ascendant or their on the descent the drama is of what's happening, and how do you convey that without like having footnotes on the bottom of the screen?
Well, one thing we were very fortunate was that we had Bloomberg became a sponsor of the film, and they provided actual Bloomberg reporters for a bunch of sequences to basically comment on what's happening in the story. And we all thought of them as a bit of a Greek chorus, and our idea was that if they can do some of the explaining, then when we go into the scenes, the characters can just go after what they want and not have to explain anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think by telling it through character and action and kind of going, oh, I see what's going on here. Mm-hmm. And I'm assuming that's what happened here.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm a firm believer that you don't need to kind of talk down to an audience. And even if they don't necessarily mm-hmm. understand the deeper mechanics of the world, as long as the kind of emotional kind of undercurrent of the characters and the stories they're going through is present, then the like details of the world that Amy so kind of beautifully wove into the script will just kind of pop as backdrop, as kind of ornament, as decoration mm-hmm. to the kind of emotional heart of the story we're telling, which is about a woman who's really trying to shatter the glass ceiling and get, seek this promotion and establish a reputation for herself through this IPO.
Now, where did you shoot this? Where did you actually shoot? Was it in New York?
We shot actually most of the movie in Philadelphia.
Okay.
So we lied.
That's okay. Philadelphia has stood in for New York many times.
Many times, I know. As the wonderful crew we worked there with would attest to, there are many films that shoot there that shoot for New York. But we did actually have a few days of New York shooting where we got to shoot around New York, shoot exteriors, really kind of stitch in the landscape of that city into the movie.
Mm-hmm. But you recreated that same Lower Manhattan vibe of Wall Street.
Well, Midtown, really. I mean, Midtown is where a lot of these banks are, and so that's where
It's funny. We early on in the process, we shot a sizzle reel, which was just a way to get investors excited, so a kind of montage of images and dialogue from the film. And Mira was not on board yet with the film. I went out with a DP, and we went down to Lower Manhattan, to Wall Street, and nothing's happening there. it's like a tourist destination. And then you realize the banks are mostly now in Midtown, and that's where we ended up.
You hopped on the subway and went uptown a little bit.
Right.
So tell us a little bit about how you keep saying we brought this to Mira. So how did you meet, and how did you collaborate and get involved to make this film together?
No, go ahead.
Sarah and Alicia were the producers on the project, and it was initiated by them. So they had the concept and started to develop the story, and then they brought me on as a screenwriter. So the three of us did a lot of research, interviewed a lot of women and men on Wall Street, and I began writing the script. And I'm trying to remember. I'm going to say that process was about 9 months, which is quick, and then we went out looking for a director, and then Mira joined the crew, and she was exactly what we were all looking for this film, and it was amazing to have these four women very much on the same page about what this movie wanted to be.
That's great. So you want to talk a little bit, go down this road here?
Well, just a couple of questions before we go down that road.
Okay.
Yet. But in terms of the conveying the world of women on Wall Street, there's always this kind of stereotyped question about, in any business setting, are women, are people expecting them to be kind of the sisterhood, or is it, they're just as cutthroat with each other as any two guys would?
I think that's the central question of the movie, and I think that I would encourage you guys to watch it to really hear our kind of I think that was a question we even asked in the editing room as we were kind of putting the movie together, like what is the takeaway, what is the, what kind of what is our what is our angle into this? Do we see this as competitive and cutthroat as it would be kind of represented from a male perspective, or do we want to present something a bit more idyllic and a bit more kind of inspirational? And I think we struck the balance ultimately, I will say, like, between the two, but like I do think that is the question of like how to operate as a woman in a man's world, but do it in a way that feels distinctly progressive and feminine and in the spirit of collaboration and not competition.
Yeah. Yeah. And since we're wrapping up, we did want to get into Mira's biography here, because it does note that she was featured in Glamour magazine as, quote, one of 35 women under 35 running Hollywood. So we wanted to ask you, since you're one of the people running Hollywood, you know, Oscar nominations, what the heck?
Martian is a comedy. What's that?
Have they checked with you?
Yeah, no, they didn't. And I'm still waiting for the phone call. I really don't. I mean, I'm not a member of the Academy. I don't know much about that. I do think that it's really great that they're taking steps towards kind of rectifying the the parameters for people that are members of the Academy. You know, I think that was really what was holding it back for a long time, is that the membership was lifelong. And I think they're doing some things to like kind of to change that up and allow new faces and voices to enter the membership. And I think that will change up the voting base, and that'll obviously change up the kind of palette of nominees that we see. And you know, I think that it's a really great time that something like this so immediately sparked a conversation about it, and ultimately a sense of action about it.
Okay, well, the future showings for Equity, and I guess you haven't had your first showing yet, right?
Tuesday.
Tuesday at the Library Center Theater, Wednesday over at the Mark, and you're down in Salt Lake on Thursday, but then you're back on Friday at the Yackel Center, those 1,300 seats in that theater, and finally Saturday at the Egyptian. So, from the film Equity, director Mira Manan and Amy Fotz, thank you for coming by.
Thanks for joining us.
Okay. Thank you.
And I want to, just to wrap up, I want a special thanks to Mitch and Monica, who are running the board and making us look much more intelligent than we are. And would have to remind you, we are also brought here by Mark Miller Subaru. Love the experience at markmillersubaru.com, which is probably putting out an IPO any day now.
And that's it.
Stacey.
And yep, thank you, Rick, and thank you, filmmakers. We'll now continue with TED Radio Hour and regular Sunday programming on KPCW.